Thanks for listening to the Gatos and Chad podcast, brought to you this week by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to higherprice.com. That's higherprice.com.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. Gatos and Chad.
Talking pigskin with Polly. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
Quick throw left side, Renfro with a catch, and he breaks one tackle. Then the ball comes out, it's loose, and it's picked up by the Cardinals in midfield. It's picked up by Byron Murphy at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Ball game! Byron Murphy picks up the ball at midfield, returns it for a touchdown, and the Cardinals win. No flags! What an unbelievable finish here in Vegas! No face paint for this guy either.
Crazy Carl is here.
All right, Dave Pesch, Ron Wolfley.
Crazy Carl.
Also part of that broadcast, Cardinal sideline reporter Paul Calvisi joins us, talking Pigskin with Paulie. Paulie, how are you today, my friend?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? The longest overtime fumble return for touchdown in NFL history. Let that hang in the air.
Hey, where were you when it happened?
I was on the far sideline. I was down and almost got completely run over by every member of the Cardinals sideline. I actually was trying to get under the bench so I wouldn't get stampeded by all these 300-pounders. It was absolute bedlam. It's right up there with one of the great all-time finishes, like Larry in 2015, the playoff win against Green Bay. Hail Larry's down the field. Everyone's going crazy. So it was, I mean, think about it. At the eight-minute mark of the fourth quarter, the Raiders' win probability, hashtag no math, but we'll go with the analytics, the win probability was 98%.
Wow.
So the Cardinals beat the odds in Vegas. They beat the house when it was stacked against them.
2% chance to win the game.
Yeah.
And the See, I was thinking, too, where does this go in Cardinals history? It's definitely better than the Hail Murray against the Bills, because that was just luck. This they earned. And I don't think it was better than Larry Fitzgerald against Green Bay, though.
No, because that was the playoffs.
Yeah.
I agree. But, I mean, when you go 18 plays, an 18-play touchdown drive, which, by the way, is the longest touchdown drive for the Cardinals since 1996. I mean, all these stats in the history out of nowhere. When Kyler, on the two-point conversion run to make it 23-15, get him within a single score, that play lasts 21 seconds and covers an estimated 85 yards. And, guys, I'm on the sideline, and the defensive players, that play lasted so long. You know when a great play happens at a game and you come to your feet? The guys literally came to the feet, the defense, off the metal bench, came to the white stripe. They're watching the thing unfold, and J.J. Watt and Zach Allen, the two defensive linemen, are laughing. They're doubled over laughing because the Raiders defensive linemen had to chase Kyler for 21 seconds, and if there's anyone who can relate, it's the Cardinals defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Paulie, all that being said, still, yesterday was a great comeback, but there's still some worry to be had there because, you know, I mean, Kyler Murray had nowhere to throw the ball for 20 seconds. It looks like this team needs a few things if they're going to right this ship long term.
They need DeAndre Hopkins. I'll tell you that much. They need that bona fide number one receiver. You know, he's going to miss the first six games. Can you tread water until he gets back? I would totally agree with that. Hollywood Brown had a heck of a one-handed grab. But really, they need to stop beating themselves. They need to stop with, you know, the communication errors, the delay of games. You know, there's just some of the, they got to play clean football. We just talked to Cliff Kingsbury. We taped one of his shows and he was pretty blunt about it. I tell you, the coaches have been really blunt about things. He was blunt today about Isaiah Simmons. He was asked about, you know, if they're giving Isaiah Simmons, the young guy, whiplash by giving him the green dot and then all of a sudden pretty much benching him yesterday. And they said, no, Isaiah Simmons is giving us whiplash. He's got to commit, just sort of like when they called out Marco Wilson, who they thought was going to be cornerback two behind Byron Murphy, you know, and they said, hey, the jury's still out. That became his middle name. So they're putting on some of these young guys to stay invested and make sure that they're fully committed. It just, you know, you got to have some of these guys mature quickly. And If you start beating yourself, guys, the NFL is way too difficult. Like Nick Vigil said going into the game, if you can't get lined up correctly and get your assignments and alignments correct, you have no chance of competing in right. the NFL.
Talking Pigskin with Paulie every Monday, 3:15. I've decided not to sell my tickets to next week's Rams game.
Larry, you got a Vegas show without having to go to a show. Okay, it's the original reality TV. You never know what's going to happen. What? Now look at the Rams. Aaron Donald comes in. Oh my goodness. You thought in week one Chris Jones was a game wrecker, or Max Crosby and Chandler Jones yesterday. And by the way, shout out DJ Humphreys, because Cliff Kingsbury, he was sandbagging when he said he was going to give DJ Humphreys a lot of help and chip Chandler Jones. No, DJ Humphreys pretty much handled 55 all by his lonesome.
Yeah, but if they lost yesterday, and I know they didn't, but if they did, they're looking at it 0-3 season, because I don't think they were going to beat the Rams. And I think a lot of Cardinals fans like me were going to be like, you know what? We're done. We're going to, you don't perform at home anyway.
Did that save the season yesterday?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Okay, so in the last 3 years, there hasn't been a single team that started 0-2 and made the playoffs.
Right.
So think of the gravity of the win yesterday. In like modern NFL history, if you start 0-2, there's only 11% of chance of making the playoffs. So yeah, and with the Rams coming down, you're right. Now, did they jack stomp the Rams in week four a year ago in L.A.? Sure they did. But then the next two games, it was a close loss in primetime. Aaron Donald had 14 quarterback pressures in one game. That's literally like a season's worth of production in one game. And then we all know what happened in the playoff loss. So you got to figure it out. The two coaches know each other very well. You know what the assignment is. But maybe the best thing, honestly, yesterday is that the O-line is intact again. Justin Pugh is back at left guard. They signed Will Hernandez, all 332 pounds of him. They call him the refrigerator. He is so thick, and he's going to be the guy who lines up across from Aaron Donald, and you hope he fares a lot better than last year, because last year right guard was a certified liability. That's not the case this year, so we'll see.
All right, Paul Calvisi, Cardinals sideline reporter. He's with us Mondays at 3:15.
I saw there was a guy in a purple suit, and he was going 100 miles an hour, keeping up with Murphy. Somebody even had a Murphy Jr.
That was Adrian
jersey.
Wilson.
That was Adrian Wilson.
Yeah.
In his $2,000 suit, running down the sideline and into the tunnel all on his own. Yeah, that was part of the pandemonium.
That was pandemonium. I didn't see you out there running down there celebrating.
He's hiding. He's going to get trampled. Paulie, we'll talk to you next week.
For me, for Paulie Pencilnik, like running to the Bulls. You don't want to get run over, okay?
You've been listening to Pigskin with Paulie on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night. Hey!